3-1 Nation, what is happening, y'all? Eddie Greer, your host for the 3-1 NASCAR podcast with EG3, continuing here this latter review, or review, shouldn't say review, preview of all the cup organizations in the NASCAR Cup Series. This podcast, all things NASCAR, particularly focusing on the Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and yes, the NASCAR Cup Series. Three base divisions and all in NASCAR. For those new to the podcast, welcome on board to the show. Hope you like what you're hearing. If you do, as I hope you do, please make sure you do subscribe to the 3-1 NASCAR podcast with EG3, where we have already posted a handful of episodes, and there's going to be a couple more be posted out next week, including my first interview of 2023. When this comes out, it should be already out. But just letting everybody know now, first interview of 2023, that will come out Monday night on our original date. And then, of course, all the rest of the team previews will be coming out as well, including a possible preview of the trucks and Xfinity drivers as well. That's what we're shooting for next week, but a lot of handful. I don't know how many episodes this is already, but maybe approaching 10 already because of all the team preview stuff. But seriously, go check it out, all of them, wherever you get your podcast. There, we're going to continue here, get right on into business here with, as we approach to kind of the end of the line with the Cup teams here, Colleague Racing. And starting there, Colleague Racing added another full, well, last year they had Justin Haley, only full-time. But they did have a second car that ran full-time but had three drivers take part in it. That being Daniel Hemric, A.J. Allmendinger, and Noah Gregson. Noah Gregson, we covered that on the previous team preview. He's with Legacy now. Daniel Hemric, I believe, is... Yeah, that's a good question. We'll probably figure that out. Maybe in the Xfinity show. I believe he is still in the Xfinity series with Colleague. And then A.J. Allmendinger gets the call up back to make his full-time return to the Cup Series after dibbling, dabbling part-time for so long, it feels like. There's once upon a time, he was doing full-time work in the Cup Series. Of course, more notably, last time he was up here, he was with Penske before all that mess went down, all the hard work that's gone on in with A.J. Allmendinger trying to fight his way back, not only just through NASCAR, but to get himself to this point. And look, A.J. Allmendinger has won in the Cup Series. No question about that. He was with J.T.T. Doherty, J.T.G. Doherty Racing. And, of course, made the move to hit it hard with Penske, and that did not go so well. And ever since then, been fighting his way back in between his full-time, well, supposedly full-time start with Penske and Colleague return. He's had a win. Of course, that came with Colleague, not last year, but the year before at Indy. So he knows how to get it done. And look, A.J. Allmendinger made the Final Four the year before in the Xfinity Series. Came up a race short last year, making it. Now you're giving him opportunity. Get back to the Cup Series. Not only that, but you know, if you're Colleague Racing, that organization has been built from the ground up, and I've been talking about that. You've been a closely follower, listener to this podcast. You know my stance on Colleague. That is the perfect way. There is no perfect. There is a almost exact way how you build a roster or franchise, and that you look no further than Colleague Racing. Yes, 23-11. Has built it from, has went straight to the Cup Series, but this organization, that we have watched this organization grow leaps and bounds since its existence, since it entered into NASCAR in what, the late 200, or not late 200, the early 2000s, or mid, or I should say mid or later 2000s there for Colleague, because it's taken them quite a bit. Obviously, it started with the one car operation with Blake Koch, which I've had in this podcast long time ago. And then built it, had a two-car team, and then they wanted to go to the Cup Series. So Matt Colleague's not afraid of anything. Chris Rice, you know these boys are competitive. And example, last year, again, A.J. Allmendinger getting back full time, and I believe it's the 16 that they're going to be driving as well, I believe, if I'm not mistaken there as well. But yeah, last year, Almaneer, the owners of this race team, very frustrated, like, we can't be running like this. I know there's a point last year, I talked about it last year, where look, they're frustrated. You know, we're not running with the deal with the Junior Motorsports or the Joe Gibbs races of the world. We need to be up there. And you know, Almaneer's fight, passion, is still going to be there. Hence the clash last week where he didn't take no, you know what, out on the racetrack. And it pretty much showed he's not playing around. So Almaneer pretty much has a second chance. I don't want to put it in that category, but he's somewhat now is entering a second chance. I'd go out there, and yes, I would put him definitely in the playoffs because he's going to win one of these road courses for sure. But I would not sleep on him on these mile and a halves either, or a speedway race for that matter. Look, Colley Racing is a powerhouse when it comes to those type of tracks, especially the speedway game. So I would not put it past him there. It's easy to say that because of Almaneer's background, but look, in the Xfinity Series, Almaneer won on everything. Mile and a half, 2 mile. Of course, his specialty is the road course game, right? So, yeah, I would not be surprised. But look, you know, I think he's going to make the playoffs. Almaneer, I probably should do my who's going to make my playoffs, who will not edition as well. So, a lot's going to happen next week. Of course, you got the dual races as well. Qualifying, I believe, as well. Just a lot going on. This podcast is going to do its best to be on top of it all. Next week, I'm excited about that, and hopefully bring in, at least my goal is 2 more interviews this month, because it's Black History Month. I want to try to get an African-American on a show. I think we got one confirmed, trying to get another one confirmed as well, but I'll let you know. I'll leave it as a surprise, because we got the first special guest will be out on Monday night, so when this comes out, that episode should be already be posted, and hopefully you guys will like that interview. There, I will not say anymore because you know how it is. You want to leave an appetizer in people's mouths. That's going to get people's attention. But yeah, Almaneer, yeah, I'm excited for him. I think he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. And of course, why do we skip over Justin Haley? He went under the radar last year. Look, this guy finished 22nd in the standings. Started all the races last year. 3 top 5s. Only 4 top 10s. But look, he ended the year pretty strong. And look, this is one of these guys that you're going to have to deal with at Daytona. He's won there before in both the Cup and Xfinity. He minded his own business out there. You couldn't really tell he was out getting into trouble. That's where you're doing good. If I'm calling your name out, if you're wrecking guys or causing trouble or just in the way, you're doing something wrong. But I didn't call this, even though, yes, he was finishing a majority of the top 20 somewhere, but he had some good runs last year, and particularly once late last year, excuse me. And so I think his performance is going to step up. I think Almaneer on board, these two have been teammates before in the Xfinity Series for a couple years. They're going to click. And I think I'm probably going to say going on a limb because I already said Keselowski's going to make the playoffs. Blaney, Truex, and not only that, they're going to win races, right? This might be my second bold prediction here. And I'll probably repeat it whenever I get around to my predictions on who's going to make the playoffs. I think these two, Colley Racing, they're going to step it up a notch here a little bit. And they're going to be the track house of 2023. That is another bold prediction. Mark it down. Mark that tape. Here in a 3-wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. I'm actually probably sitting recording this on early Friday evening here before I get into this weekend. Friday, February 10th, 2023. This will be out some point next week amongst the busy chaos, which is Daytona. So yeah, you heard it here first. I know somebody else said it before I did. One of the NASCAR experts, but I would agree with them. I think colleague, the way that organization's built, Almaneer being that second car full time, not this revolving door of 3 drivers, having somebody stable in that second car Almaner with all that experience. I think these guys are somebody you're gonna have to deal with in 2023. I even gonna say they're gonna be the track house of what track house was last year, and get both those cars in the playoffs. I didn't say they both win a race. I said they both get in the playoffs. Well, I said Almaner is gonna win a race. Haley, I think Haley's consistent enough that if he was under the radar, so I think his performance is gonna have to step up a notch there. But I like what he did last year. So that's team colleague in a little bold prediction here in a 3-wide NASCAR podcast. Another one on this podcast here in the preseason here. So I'm not holding back any punches. I'm going right to the source, baby, on this podcast here. Last but not least for this team interview in Front Row Motorsports. And I got to tell you, there's one surprise that I did. Well, actually, I kind of saw this coming, but the way this organization did it was quite spicy, to be exact. But first off, Michael McDowell returns to his team. Daytona 500 winner, champion 2 years ago. Finished 23rd in the standings. Two top fives, 12 top tens for McDowell. He missed out in the playoffs last year. And by far, look, he had one of his best seasons of his career. And Blake Harris, I think Blake Harris moved on to the 48. Blake Harris, who used to be car chief with the 19 of Truex for all those years. Of course, he was with him, Truex, with Virgil Racing and all that. Making his jump to the 48, I believe, there as well. But, yeah, so Michael McDowell, can he follow that up with another one of these consistent performances? I think he can. Look, he won one of the last chance qualifying races there because he said he had a terrible qualifying effort. But he didn't set himself right in one of the heats there, and he dominated. I don't think he got passed at all in that last chance qualifier heat last weekend. Yeah, look, McDowell, you know, McDowell's good on speedways. He knows how to put himself in a position every time that he's on a speedway track, right? So you know he's going to be there. I am bullish on him again this year. And, of course, road course racing, which is a specialty, and he really improved on some of these other tracks as well. So I know he's got a new crew chief. I don't know the name on top. I don't have the list in front of me right now. But I think, look, another one of these good years, what he put down last year, will be pretty good for this team. They are a flagship team with what's going on with that 38. Now, what came out of Todd Gilliland's Twitter, and he was all set, for a full-time ride in that 38. And we just saw Todd Gilliland, I believe, race his way in to the Clash last week with one of a gutsy performance there. Todd Gilliland, he had a couple of performances last year was pretty good. I believe one of those came in Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken, the newest speedway, racing over there, and a couple more other performances as well. I think Talladega was another one. Not really sure, but Todd Gilliland, the horse's mouth, on Twitter, he was very disappointed because why? Apparently, the defending Craftsman Truck Series champion Zane Smith. Again, I don't have my information up here right now, but I just read this. It was the day after the Clash that Todd Gilliland posted it. He was pretty much pissed off that he's not going to run the full time schedule, and looks like from what I've heard, from what the tone was there, Zane Smith. Now, again, I'm not 100% sure. I'll probably go to the source, Bob Pockers, for that. Looks like all signs are pointing to Zane Smith getting some more opportunities for Front Row in the Cup Series this year. So we're gonna split that into two. I'm kind of sad for Todd Gilliland there. Todd Gilliland trying to sell in the Cup Series there. Oh, you think you got it in the bag, and next thing you know, you have it swept right underneath your feet. And a youngster going to take over. Not only a youngster, but a proven winner in the Craftsman Truck Series, and now finally a champion after two tries, and finally the third time's a charm for one Zane Smith. So Zane Smith did start one Cup race last year as well. So that's interesting. It's interesting stuff coming out of that camp there. Why so late? First off, to make that decision there. I don't have the answers for that, but hey, okay, whatever. I would have given Todd Gilliland another full year this late in the ball game here, right with Daytona 500 around the corner. When this comes out, it'll be race week as well to add that onto the list there. But absolutely, yeah, it's a mistake. But Zane Smith has been consistently fast, and that's quite a bit of a jump, actually. I want to say that because Zane Smith, he hasn't even turned laps in the Xfinity Series. Now, I might be wrong on that. Don't quote me on that. But as far as I haven't seen nothing about Zane Smith, about Zane riding in the Xfinity Series. I like to see Zane take a couple of races in the Xfinity Series. I think he'll be pretty damn competitive, given the fact that that's a steep learning curve right there. I think Todd did that. No ride in the Xfinity Series. Never mind. Let's just take you up the Cup Series instead. So I think that's a mistake. If that is what that plan is, as I'm sitting here recording this podcast. So that's not going to cut it. But you know, we'll see. I'll have to go back and do a little bit of research on that. But from what Todd Gilliland tweeted on Twitter the day after the clash, he sounded pretty pissed off about that. And Todd Gilliland, last year full time, last year only finished 28th in the standings last year there. Only one top five, two top tens for him last year. He started all 36 races there for the other front row car. And just like colleague, you need somebody stable in that second car to help out your main guy out, to get some good feedback, some consistent feedback, right, every week. So that's that. And when you have McDowell, who's been a wily veteran, who's been in this for a long time, by the way, now, you and McDowell, the veteran that he is, you want somebody that's going to be in that other seat consistently, week in, week out, and not this revolving door that I've been talking about as well. So, you know, that's a little bit of badly untimed with Daytona around the corner there for Todd. So it sucks for him. And for Zane Smith, huge opportunity if that is to the point there. And again, though, I pointed out the obvious there for Zane Smith. I don't think he has laps in the Xfinity Series yet. So that's very, very interesting. They move coming out of that camp. But we'll see what happens there with that front row team moving in here in the start of 2023. You know they're going to be a player in the Daytona 500 with Michael McDowell, Todd Gilliland. I think Todd Gilliland's going to be madder than the Hornets Nest, going to be with a chip on his shoulder. I think those cards, obviously, Ford's going to be a factor throughout, without a doubt. But you're going to have some underdogs in there going to be running up there. So we'll see what happens. And, of course, we all got to have a little reminder in there that you're full-time, and unfortunately, Todd Gilliland is not. So if you're full-time in the Cup Series and you win a race, you're automatically locked into the 500. So Austin Cindric is full time. We talked about Penske a couple weeks ago in the podcast and in the episode where I talked about the Hall of Famers, the new Hall of Fame, the latest Hall of Fame class getting inducted in the 2023 class in NASCAR, which featured Matt Kenseth as well. That episode is also out new to season 8 as well. So check that out if you haven't already. So that's a must listen as well. So speaking of Hall of Fame, congratulations to the NFL, the newest class of 2023 NFL Pro Hall of Fame that just announced last night to wrap up the NFL honors as well. Again, from my memory, Joe Thomas, Rondé Barber, Darrell Revis, Zach Thomas is on that list, and several others as well, including a coach as well. So definitely congratulations. I know I didn't name the exact people who are on that, but just to name a few on that list as well. But yeah, front row, interesting stuff coming from them here as 2023. We are about to embark the green flag officially next weekend with the Daytona 500, and front row is going to be a factor in this one for sure. But we'll stay tuned on that. Todd Gilliland, how many races is going to be? I'm not sure. Obviously, Zane Smith apparently now waiting in the wings, unless there's another driver that you're going to throw in there in that 38 ride. So we'll see. And for Colleague Racing, another opportunity for them to continue to stack their legacy in this sport here. They're trying to get two cars in the playoffs And I think I'll probably repeat this again on the 16 driver prediction, but I think I've already given away five of them already if you've been paying attention. But I think both these collie cars, particularly with the familiarity with Justin Haley and H. Omdinger all the way back in the Xfinity series, these guys are going to be something you got to deal with on 2023. I did it. The 3-Watt NASCAR podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast there, whether it's we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and several other podcasting platforms as well. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it on another preview edition here on the 3-Watt NASCAR podcast with EG3. Appreciate y'all again. Again, it's going to be a busy week for this podcast. A lot of stuff coming out next week as well, and possibly two special guest episodes. We've got one coming out on our traditional, we're going to call it the traditional day, because that's where the main, if there's not an interview for that week, that's where the main reaction is going to come from. So you guys, a little bit of taste of it, my reaction to the class, which came out already this week, or when it comes out, going to be last week. So make sure you also download that and check that out as well. So lots happening on this side here in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. So definitely get yourself pumped up. Tell your friends, tell your NASCAR buddies, hey, NASCAR's upon us, baby. Let's wake up, baby. Smell that engine fuel, baby. We're gonna go racing officially here in a couple of days. That's gonna wrap things up. Appreciate y'all, NASCAR Nation, for another edition of the 3-Wide Pod. Eddie Greer, we're closing the shop on this edition. And I believe there's at least three more teams to cover here. We might cover that all in one episode coming up. But that's going to do it for right now. Appreciate y'all. This has been another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III. Peace.